Okay, this is the National Finance Committee meeting, Pacifica National Finance Committee meeting for September 18th, 2005. This is Dave Adelson speaking. I'm the chair. Casey McFall is the secretary. Casey, can you call the roll, please?
Yes, Dave Adelson.
Here.
Teresa Allen.
Here.
Rudy Bediako. Patty Heffley. Casey McFall is here. Mark Roberts.
Here.
Marnie Tattersall. Jane Gatewood.
Here.
Sandy Weinman. LaVarne Williams. I'm counting four.
We had LaVarne and
Patty.
Patty, they were on.
Yeah, I'm here. Patty's here.
Okay.
Hear me?
Got you now.
Oh, I didn't hear you. I was unmuting. Hi, this is Lauren. You get my...
Got you now. Thank you.
That was Lauren that I just heard?
Yes.
And we have, in addition, we have the ED on the line as a guest, and somebody's dog is also present.
We have eight dogs here today. I apologize. that may work for a while.
Yeah. Okay, that's good. Casey, I'm looking at the National Finance Committee group, and I'm looking in the minutes section, and I'm not seeing minutes. Was this the minutes of the August 2nd meeting, or?
It was minutes for two continued meetings, so it must have been August 2nd and whichever one came after that.
Okay, but that was posted on August, or maybe it's just the file creation date, not the posting date. Okay, okay, well, I'll send around the these minutes to the committee right now. Okay, so we have a proposed agenda that consists of roll call and approval of the agenda, the approval of minutes, the review of the remaining station budgets, KPFK, KPFA, and WPAI, the review of the national office budget, the motion on the budgeting of Spanish language programming, the PRA budget, recommendations to PNB on the FY06 budget. And Mark Roberts had posted something that he wanted us to deal with the question of minority reports, and I suggested in an email back that that could be included under the recommendations to PNB section. So if that's acceptable, is there a motion to accept this agenda, after which we can have discussion and amendment?
I move to accept, Jane.
Okay. Is there discussion on the agenda? Okay, hearing none, is there any objection to adopting this agenda? Okay, hearing none, then the agenda is adopted. Now, the approval of minutes...
Hello?
Yes, Patty? Go ahead.
Is there an appropriate moment to ask the CFO and the ED about my request for financial information? Would that be, which I emailed to the board, would be that be a question to see if they received it or not?
Let's see. Hold on a second. I don't know what, no, I don't see anything it fits into. Do you want to add that to the agenda? And if so, where?
Discussion?
Well,
I just
want
to ask if it was received. Do I have to, like, make a motion to put it on the agenda to just ask if they received it?
Can we just dispense with that now? Lami, did you receive her request?
Oh, I think I did, but I thought we at the last meeting agreed that would be forwarded to the coordinating committee.
No, no, no. Inspections are never forwarded to the coordinating committee. I'm just asking, did you receive my mail? I guess you did.
Yeah, the answer is yes. But you're asking it to be put on the agenda.
I'm just asking if it was received or not.
Yeah, I think, Lonnie, she was asking if she needed that on the agenda to ask the question. Are we done with this?
Does somebody have
I think we're done. We're done. I got the answer, yes.
Okay.
She received the request.
Jane?
Baruti is sending notes asking about our meeting, so, and the number. I don't know.
Let's see. I'll send him a note right now giving him the number.
Sorry.
And then let me do this. Okay. Okay, I sent this to Baruti. Okay, so hopefully he'll join us in a moment. I've also sent to everybody, now that I'm clear which minutes we're talking about, the so without objection, this is the agenda we'll be pursuing. I sent around the 8:02 minutes moments ago. Do people want to approve those minutes, or is there a motion to table till later in the meeting or another time?
Can we put it a little bit later so I can get a quick look at them?
Okay, and just to be clear, these were posted to the Yahoo group over a week ago.
Right.
And the minutes from our last meeting, which I took, are not available today.
Right. So they're not available. So, Patty, do you want to move to post a table until, let's say, after, hold on a second, after the PRA budget?
Yes,
immediately
good.
Before scheduling of the next meeting?
Yes, good idea.
Okay. Is there any objection to doing that? Okay. Hearing no objection or discussion, we'll do that. Okay, so the next thing is the review of the remaining budgets. Now, we have KPFK, KPFA, and WBAI listed. I just listed them in that order because that's what we did last time. However, we have spent some time on KPFK, but I just received this moments ago, this consolidated budget, and I'm seeing some differences in line items. But let's start with KPFK, and if people want to move it down.
Excuse me, you know what? This is Marty. I did not receive the consolidated budget, and Lonnie, I bet it's because you've sent it to my work email rather than my home email.
Okay, let me forward it to you.
Thank you.
I'll do it right now.
Thanks.
So, Lonnie, you actually sent two, and you're saying that the later of the two is...
I'm saying the one that says, sorry, this is the updated budget, I sent two. I sent it twice.
Okay.
Just to be sure it got there.
But it's the same thing?
Yes. Just to be sure. Imani, I'm sending you...
Thanks.
At SBC? All right?
Yes.
Okay, here it comes. That's in a mix-up, but for the large number of budgets. What I did do is I took the budgets, at least that I had received, K and A, and tried to integrate them into the overall consolidated budget. And I sent a summary email to try to give how the network stood with these rising budgets.
Excuse me, Dave, this is Jane.
Hang on, Lonnie still has the floor. Let's wait till he's done. Go ahead, unless it's, is it something urgent on process?
No, I was just going to ask, before we move on to Kay, if we could review the summary chart just for clarity on that, that would be helpful.
Lonnie, why don't you finish what you were saying, and then we'll address that.
Yeah, I was about to review that summary chart myself.
The summary chart, meaning what you put in the email?
Yeah, what I put in the email, right.
Mm-hmm.
And in that email, for those that are listening, we had met on Friday. At that time, we didn't have the latest final budgets from A and from K. So that information is being sent out today after the budgets that came in from K and from A yesterday was integrated into the overall picture for the network. Now, in the email, what I have indicated is that the budgets for a KPFA is at $190,000, and that's compared to a reserve, say the 1 month working capital that the board has asked that each station produce, as compared to that. Now, stations are requesting that monies from prior year be included in this 06 budget in order to bring those budgets up to the one-month requirement. So in the case of my email, I'm indicating where the budgets are initially, and then I think that the Finance Committee has to set the waiver amounts or the prior year amounts that each station is requesting in order to reach that one-month goal. Overall, this network is now budgeted, as A and K being the latest entries, at $899,000 of a $1.4 million figure that we need for 1 month. That is to say, if we look at the overall expenses of for 1 month, $1,490,000 a month is what the monthly expenses are. So we are at $900,000, rounding off. And so we're about $590,000 short of the 1 month that our auditors have recommended, which I really strongly recommend. And the board passed a guideline on it. So that's how we see how well we are going to do in having that 1 month reserve at the end of the fiscal September 30th, 2006. Why is it important? I've said it many times. It's important because not just a reserve that's nice to have, although it certainly is. Most stations will need that reserve for expenses that come up in October when funds are short. And many times stations will end up being short in September.
Lonnie, how can they use that surplus in October if they can't carry that surplus from the prior year into October on the income statement?
Now, if they begin the year having sequestered funds from prior year into a current year budget, it should be there.
Well, then, but the only way to bring that in is in the surplus prior year budget line.
Yeah, that's right. That's
so then why are you saying that station...
Let me finish. Let me just finish. Okay. So we've gone over this many times. So let's not rehash. You have a different point of view. I do not. I don't share that view. So let's not continually rehash. Let's just move on. Let me finish the statement. We'll be done. I think that... we're short $590,000, and stations, in order to meet or come close to the 1 month, will have to use funds from prior year, like borrowing from your savings. But it's not like having a fanciful reserve you may or may not need. It is that at September 30th, many, if not most, stations, if you have $5,000 in the bank for having produced that year, you'll have to borrow from prior years. And the budgeting process, as it's set up, wants to be clear for us as a Finance Committee how much stations are using from prior years. So that's part of the approval process, and that's part of approving this budget. What I'm doing is making it clear how much each station is needing to borrow. And sometimes the stations have the prior year fund. Sometimes they don't. That's important to know. And sometimes stations are using prior year funds, and they're using all of those prior
years. I'm trying to hear this.
I have another question about this chart.
Yeah, right. Lonnie, I'd like to, you know, as you say, we've done this before, your position.
Position of the board. Anyway,
well, we disagree on that, as you
said.
Yeah,
we do. But
can we get to Jane's questions?
Well, let me just finish the presentation here, because I sent it out.
I'd like you to do that in just a couple more minutes. A
couple more minutes, yes. But I'm saying I'm doing this so that folks that have not seen this email will know what we're referring to. My statement ends by saying that KPFA is requesting a waiver of $183,000, and they use prior year funds, and they have the savings. So they'll use $183,000 of prior year savings to get to their 1 month. KPFK is requesting a waiver of $291,000, and that would be included in their budget. I'm showing a before and an after. WBAI.
Oh, wait, Lonnie, you commented that KPFA has that money. Your position on KPFK having that money?
I think if you look at September 30th, balance sheet, when you want to know how much money did K KPFK have in the bank at the beginning of the fiscal, or any station for that matter, you can see how they started the current fiscal. And I'll tell you however they end the fiscal in terms of cash. You want to know both figures. They'll tell you what your opening cash will be. That is to say, how much money will KPFK open the fiscal with?
Okay, and just so people know, we had 380 at the end of last year, and you're projecting a surplus this year of about 195, so that would be a total of about...
I'll interpret those numbers. No, what I'm saying is yes, that's true, at about 300. Yeah, I'm about to finish it. I'm saying that for K, there is you have a vulnerability there. You got 190 true, but it's not the 1 month that you need. You're short the 1 month in this year, and then if you spend the 291, you'll spend, of course, a good bulk of that saving. Now WBAI has a special circumstance where they will, in this budget, have a deficit. At least a surplus that's only $2,200. That means they'll miss target by a full month in this budget. And they'll have to find the funds to make up that difference over the year. Now, the Finance Committee and the Board could approve the WBI budget as is. That's true. Or we could send the budget back and ask that WBAI follow board guidelines and come up with a budget. We could send the thing back with a recommendation that they have at least a half a month. We could do that with any of the budgets that are not at the guideline level. The National Office, PRA, KPFT, and WPFW have presented budgets that meet the board guidelines. So I think that in reviewing these station budgets, our task is to decide in the case of each station what is the best recommendation that we can make. Okay, that's my presentation.
Jane, and then I would like to speak.
Okay.
And just to be clear, we're talking now about the summary report regarding the station budgets. We're in the section of the agenda on the station budgets, and it's now 2:40, and we said this would be an hour and a half.
Okay. Lonnie, I'm just understanding how some of these numbers get calculated, because WPFW's numbers, they're not the same as yours, and I'm sure that it has to do with numbers being calculated differently. For example, you have 1 month reserve of 162,688 for WPFW. Okay?
Now I'm looking right now at my spreadsheet.
Thank
Go
you.
Ahead.
All right. And when we prepared our budget, the number that our business manager gave us was calculated as 1% of total operating expenses, which came up to 153,202. So my first question is, why is that different from the number we showed?
Well, the 1 month working capital operating expenses would be total expenses column plus central service cost plus any capital expenditures divided by 12.
Okay, so apparently he was just using a rough number.
Yeah, I think
so. So you're going to take total expenses plus central services.
Yes.
Plus capital expenditures.
Yes.
And are we including the legal special assessments as a capital expenditure?
Well, anything that's cash that you have to pay money for as part of working capital.
Okay.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
Okay, and take that and then divide it by 12.
Yeah.
That's that formula. Okay, I'm going to try and get that corrected in the future. Okay, the second thing is our bottom line before the one-month reserve came up to 170, and the bottom line you're showing... 173.55. Looks like about 22,000 more surplus you're showing, which is fine. I'll come back to that later. I'm going to look and
see.
Well,
the reason, though, Jane, is that...
Do you know the difference?
Yeah, it's the CPB money was more than what we knew at the time.
So you have adjusted the CPB income for us?
Yes, I did it for all stations so we'd have the most possible accurate numbers, and I sent them out to all the general managers so they would have it about 2 weeks ago. You know, and then they are to inform the LSBs of those changes.
Okay, well, it's such a minor thing, but it is, you know, a technical issue that we need to solve, is that if we approved a budget. But so can you tell me what our CPB funds are? Can you look that up quickly?
And it happens every year, by the way.
Okay, yeah, so, I mean, we'll just deal with it in the process so we understand it.
Yeah.
But we have 262,548.
Yeah, I'm looking now.
And what do you have?
Let me see. Give me a second. Do you have another question while I'm...
No.
Let me see. It's coming up. Oh, my God. What happened to... Okay, just a second. You have 262?
We have 262,548. I guess I could be looking this up, too. This should be in the consult.
For some reason, I'm having trouble picking you up.
Okay. You can go to other people. I'm going to look on your spreadsheet that you sent us for the budget, and I might be able to find it.
I'm looking right now.
If you want to...
Right, I'm using my special trick.
I see it.
There you go.
I see it.
The income is like...
294,708.
Yes.
294,708 you have.
That's the difference.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, and just in general, this little chart, I mean, I don't look at these things all the time. I know that you're thinking about this, but I think that for the board members, it really helps if it has a heading that labels exactly what this is, projected whatever on a certain date. I think it would be very helpful if this was just labeled for people, because I know I have a hard time remembering now, what is this chart telling us?
Okay, I'll do that.
That's just a helpful...
Can you tell us what the line number is that you've reflected there in that chart?
You mean for W's budget?
No.
Isn't it the netting?
No, it's what not any it? Budget what line. It is a synthesis. It is the bottom line minus the surplus prior year is what he's got there.
Yeah, you got the budget.
There's no such budget line that reflects the numbers, Lonnie, as printed in that.
But it would be helpful if it had a title that was...
It should be the bottom line minus surplus prior year. That's what those numbers are. Is that correct, Lonnie?
No. The chart that sent along with the email? Is that what we're talking about?
What you have in the email,
so, are you talking about...
In the email.
The column that says budget, the column heading that says budget?
Yeah.
What is that?
Budgeted surplus at each station.
What line number? What
budget?
Lonnie, what line number in the budget is it?
Oh.
It's the title of the line item.
It'll be different. It is surplus excess after cash and capital.
Not quite. Cash and capital includes surplus prior year. It's surplus excess after cash and capital minus surplus prior year.
Cash and capital. Cash and capital. I've taken out the money that the stations have put in from prior years. So
that's right. That's what it is. It's surplus excess minus surplus prior year.
So we know where we're starting.
Got it. I understand.
All right.
Are we all clear on that? These numbers represent the surplus excess, the bottom line, minus the surplus prior year funds.
Yeah, because we want to take that out separately to evaluate.
Okay.
Yeah. And so that
surplus. Wait. Is it the budgeted surplus excess at year end minus
the surplus prior year fund?
Yeah, the use of the surplus prior year.
Use of surplus from prior years.
Well, use of means you're putting it in the surplus prior year budget line.
Yes.
I know, but I, in my own budget, I renamed that expense of surplus from prior year because it was confusing me.
Yeah. Well,
is that correct?
Well, you're not. You could see it that way too, but you're not using in your budget, as I recall, any surplus from prior year.
I know, but is it correct to call that the expense of surplus from prior years?
Use of surplus from prior years will probably be more accurate.
Well, the problem is we have a budget that has a budget line name on it, and if we each start changing budget line names, we're never gonna be able to understand what we're each talking about. Right now in the budget, it's called surplus prior year, and it's in the cash and capital section.
Yeah.
Okay? Just so we're clear.
Okay.
So I had myself next on the stack. Would anybody else like to be on the stack before
I
go?
Yes, I would.
Marnie? Okay. I have Marnie after me. So, Lonnie, here's my issue with this. I mean, I understand what you're doing. You want to clarify for the board how much surplus prior year is being included in the budget. When you say things like they're spending surplus prior year, if you put prior year funds in and it comes out the other end, you haven't spent it. The key problem with this, as far as I can tell, is it's not actually reflective of what the foundation has as working capital in the bank. In other words, you say we'll have only $899 of the $1.4 million we need, yet KPFA is slated to end the year, according to your numbers, at around $830, and we're supposed to end the year around $580, free and clear. And I understand the difference between cash and what you actually have, because there's receivables and there's payables. But the fact of the matter is that if a station, for example, showed that in operating expenses they generated a surplus, but they started the year in a deficit position, that looks like you have money, but you don't, because you owed money at the beginning of the year. Conversely, you start the year with a surplus, you balance expenditure and revenue in the fiscal, it looks like you didn't generate anything, but you have your surplus. So this whole discussion is to my mind, an obscuring the real situation, because it doesn't deal with what station's actual surplus or deficit is. And we're putting numbers in surplus prior year that don't represent real surpluses. It's as Jane just said, or as you just said, use of, which is, you know, maybe we should put that in. When you're talking about asking the board for a waiver, at this point, you know, first of all, no one, Ambrose, I asked, I put in an information request to you asking for any policy language on waivers and to see whether or not the board voted to grant a waiver last year. I don't want to belabor it because it's just semantics. The board's going to adopt or not adopt the use of prior year surplus monies in the budget line. But for purposes of clarification, I think we need to distinguish between three cases. One is cases in which a station is using an existing surplus, carrying it through their budget as their one-month reserve, which is consistent with the board policy as near as I can figure it, because they have that surplus at the end of the year, they have the money to pay their one-month expenses, et cetera, et cetera. Between stations, the other item is stations using surpluses to pay for capital expenses. And the third is stations using surpluses to cover operating expenses. Those are three different cases. I don't expect that we can deal with that, even that level of complexity at this point. But I believe that when we vote on our budgets later in this call, we should be voting on adopting the numbers as presented in the spreadsheet and not be dealing with a separate item. We can clarify. Let me back up. I think the way it should be reported is a reporting of how much surplus prior year each station is going to use, if that is an issue for people, and what their final bottom line surplus after cash and capital will be. Maybe, you know, this comes up the same, but there's a difference, for example, I believe, between WBAI's coming $252,000 short and KPFA and KPFK, because those stations do have surpluses in the bank, whereas WBAI does not. And this reporting sort of conflates that. So, I mean, that being said, I think we do need to get into the details of the individual budgets and deal with this vote however we want to frame it at the end of the call. That's my opinion. Marnie's next on the stack. Who else?
I respond to that.
I want to go through the stack.
I have a question. Dave, I'm trying to...
Okay, hang on a sec. I heard Marnie. Mark, was that you?
Yes.
Okay, Mark, and then is there anybody else? Okay, do you want to clarify something, Lonnie?
Yeah, I do have a suggestion. If in this budget process, just to make it clear for people who have not been following the budgets, especially for board members who have to vote on it too, if we were to show as a part of this budgeting process how much surplus cash each station had at the beginning of this fiscal, or at the end of this fiscal.
When you say this, which, give me a year number so I can pause.
Yeah, say we showed how much cash, including all cash, savings and whatnot, each station had on hand at September 30th, 2005, right?
Right, and then in a parallel column, how much was going into surplus prior year?
They planned to use of that, if any, for this 06 budget.
Right.
And then we show the ending cash at September 30th, 06.
The projection.
Projection, yes.
Right.
That would, I think, satisfy your concern around.
It would. It should include one other set of numbers, which is the receivables and the payables at each point.
I don't want to do that just yet.
Okay.
I'm proposing that we handle the cash situation first.
Okay.
At each station, you're correct. Some stations don't have any cash at the beginning of the fiscal to be used in any proposed budget for us.
What you've described would exactly address those concerns and clarify the issue so people can see what you're starting the year with, what you're ending the year with, and how much you put into your operating budget.
All right, let's agree that I would do that.
Okay.
And it'll be part of my revised budget. It's easy to do.
Great. That will clarify the discussion greatly.
All right. And that I think is easy to do. And it will make it more accessible for people who have been following these budgets.
Casey, can you note that? And when you write it down, can you reread the language so we're sure that it's consistent with what Lonnie described? So we have a record of that in the minutes?
Let me restate it.
Okay, hang on. Casey, are you there? Are you muted? Star 6, Casey?
Is it?
Okay.
Here. I need Lonnie to restate it.
Was that a restatement? Yeah, restated, yes. I think that we take the budgets we have, and on the line that has surplus prior year, we add another column that says cash available 2005, or at the end of this fiscal. That tells you how much cash that each station is beginning the fiscal with October 1st, 2006.
Lonnie, the line in the balance sheet is called cash in bank. When you say cash available, is that the same number?
No, I'm talking about putting it in the income statement on the same line as that surplus prior year.
I thought you were going to give us a separate chart altogether which says, here's the balance sheet numbers for cash in bank.
Oh, yeah, you can do it as a separate chart, you mean.
That's what I thought you were saying you were going to give us.
No, I was going to integrate it in the income statement, but I'm in a separate chart. It's fine.
A separate chart, I think, would clarify it because, as people have said, mixing balance sheet and income statement numbers creates problems.
Yeah, well, that's what
I leave that to people with more accounting experience.
The cash and capital section we routinely use here at Pacifica is a hybrid. It's not standard, and it causes these kind of problems because we are mixing sections.
This is Marnie. I know I should be waiting my turn, but I disagree that we need a separate chart for God.
Well, you can integrate into the income statement where you can see it all at once. But.
Well, Marnie, do you think doing it income statement?
I think the way Lonnie said, where it's like a footnote to the side of his surplus prior year thingy, I think that's fine. It can be clearly noted. Of course, I've sent an email, and I'm standing in line here to talk, but I don't like the way the prior year surplus, I don't like where it sits in this format.
Okay,
but
well, then we'll shut up and we'll go to you.
Okay.
Lonnie, let's come back after we finished with Marnie and Mark, and rather than us doing this back and forth, that's not fair, and we'll work out exactly what
is
after.
Rudy on, by the way?
Pardon?
Did Rudy make it on?
Yes, yes, I'm here.
He's here. Casey, we can't hear yet. But go ahead, Marnie, then Mark, and then we'll try and put a bow on this and move
to
the specifics.
Well, I belatedly popped off a quick email to everybody, so hopefully whoever's online can see it.
Broke up, Marnie.
It was sent at 2:28 Pacific Time, and it's called Some Suggestions for Improving Budget Presentation to PNB/NFC.
I see it. I have it.
Okay. Just some thoughts on what I wish would be adopted as a presentation format without having to legislate it, because I just think it's good good formatting. It's good management information. So if you would consider this, please. Number one, the budget format to the PNB and the NFC does not need to show month over month, 12 months for fiscal 06, which is what I'm staring at right now. And the first thing I did was hide those 12 columns so that all I saw was the total.
Yeah.
What I miss is my point B, most important and must show.
Right.
The 12-month fiscal year totals for 06 compared to the 05 forecast, compared to the 05 budget, and compared to the 04 actuals.
What,
if we don't have those comparisons, how in the heck can...
Amen.
Yep.
Amen.
Yep. Yep.
Marnie, just to clarify, by forecast, you mean the column that he's got of projected actuals?
Yeah.
Okay.
05 forecast actual, the July, the August, whatever you got. I mean, frankly, I would hope that by the time the year end is up, we would have the 06 budget compared with the 05 actuals. But anyway, for right now, for right this month, where the August hasn't been released yet, but we do have July forecast actual, then that should be it. How can we possibly look at anything without a comparison? That's just BS. I'm sorry. Then my number C, we must show salaries and related broken down by the major functional areas. This is something the NFC has been talking about for quite some time. Those functional areas are G&A, programming, development, and operations. And this is totally doable, as there are specific GL numbers for these categories, and every one of these business managers, to the best of my knowledge, is sticking these salaries into these particular GL-specific categories, and then they get added all in together into something called total salaries. And it's just not right for us to look at total salaries without being able to see what's in G&A, programming, development, and operations. And, of course, I'll toot my own horn here and say that Lois and I have done that in our budget. Next, it's impossible for us to be looking at budget for next year, and I'm not on the PNB, but I am on the NFC, without seeing some FTE numbers here, even just some basic FTEs for the 06 budget and the 05 forecast. Again, KPFA has done that. I think I recall PFW had that, but it's not here in this. I don't see how people can talk reasonably about budgets and what's in them if they can't see at least the bare minimum FTE statistics for 06 and 05 forecast. Finally, and this is where we're getting into what you've been talking about, this surplus and all. I believe that we must show the net surplus or deficit after cash and capital, but before the prior year surplus plug waiver, because it's easier to follow the logic. I think the logic that's used now, where that prior year surplus is stuck into the first part of cash and capital, and then it gets, you can't tell what the picture would have looked like if you didn't bring in prior year surplus. And so I've given a picture here of the format that we've used in our budget to try to show very clearly what the net surplus is after cash and capital, and so that we can get a sense of what that is. Then you can see what the one-month reserve should be based on the one-month formula that's being proposed and supported by our CFO, which I think is fine for discussion purposes. Then we can show the shortfall. And then in ours, we even have what percent of a month that is, so we can really get a sense of what sort of waiver, what sort of shortfall. And then when you've been talking about wanting to show cash and cash in the bank, that could still be there. That could be there in line with this shortfall of one-month reserve surplus that requires the PNB special waiver. That could be to the right of that. But those are my comments. I just find this thing that I've been sent impossible to work with, and I couldn't make a good decision on it. Sorry.
Mark.
Oh, can I...
Lonnie, let's go through it, because if we have a response after everyone, we'll never get through it. Mark, go ahead.
You don't want to have a response?
I think it'd be better to do it after we hear from you, too, and then.
Well, unless Mark's talking apples and I'm talking oranges, let's talk the oranges first before we get to the apples.
Okay, fine. Mark, are you going to address a different topic or related topics?
I'm going to address a different topic, so I would like to hear a response from Lonnie.
Let's do that. Lonnie, go ahead.
Go ahead, Marty. Thanks for those comments. Let me just go through them one by one. Yeah, I agree. We don't need to see the 12-month totals. We don't need to see the month-by-month, except for the following reasons. Where a station has budgeted three or four different drives, you do want to see how the cash will come in over that period. But it's very easy in these spreadsheets to hide the 12 months and show the totals. Yes, that's not a problem. That's easy to do. Now, the issue of having audit 05 and 06 compared, in the consolidated spreadsheets that I have sent along, I do have that information. And I've mentioned it on the call several times. I can organize it a little bit better so it's more accessible. But in the consolidated income statement that I sent along today, if you look at columns DW and DX and DY, you'll see a lot of little worksheets that actually do summarize listener support. I'm looking at DX.
Yeah, I unhid those.
It needs to be organized better, but I'm saying I mentioned it to folks like you that want to go into that detail, that there are there.
But they're not there. They're not out there adequately. I'm sorry. I have.
I understand. They
folks,
need to be
we have to decide what we're doing this year. The critiques are all valid. What are we going to do this year? So if we keep our comments to that, that would help.
Yeah, that's true. So I'm saying that I have that information. That it's hidden. You open up, you want to hide it in the spreadsheet. You can.
I have.
I
don't see it.
DX has a 2006 little chart that shows listener support for each station.
That's not good enough.
I understand it needs to be organized. Now let me finish the thought. Let me answer it. And yes, I have the audit figures. I have the budget compared to 05, 06, and audit. I can organize that fairly easily and have it available. So.
I see it. I see it, but it needs some work, Lonnie.
Yeah, it does. It's a lot of little charts, but that's fairly easy to organize. So the information is there and linked up, and that's just what I use to compare these stations. Now I'm hearing a request to have it be a part of the report, so I'm trying to look at getting that done. So the answer is yes. It's possible to do because the work's been done.
Okay, because with all due respect...
You got audit, you got compared to budget, got audit compared to actual, you got 05 and 06 in those categories compared there. Now we organize those and make them available.
But you probably don't have 04 actuals, is that right, Lonnie?
I do.
Well, it's in the income statement. You just have to copy it and move it. But
yeah, just copy it and move it. It's already there. So a lot of the information already there, I just need to organize it for public viewing. I've been using it as a worksheet.
That's right.
Okay.
See, my point is, I would never have sent this out to a group like us to try to make some decisions about budgeting without being able to see it, because I would have taken the time to cut and paste in that stuff so it lined up so that we could see it.
Yeah, yeah. It would be nice to have it if we did have a timely budget process. There's a lot more to it than just this. We had the budgets. We can do it. We don't have the budgets. It makes it very difficult to do it at the last minute on Sunday.
All right, folks. Let's
not point the fingers. Unless we understand, we point them in a circle.
Guys, I want to cut that off. We're dealing with what we're going to do between now and the board
point.
Vote. Go ahead, Lonnie.
On the functional expense request, that's a little bit more difficult because it requires a slightly different format, but I will look into it. I think it's possible, but at the station level, I think it has to start. Now, Kay, you mentioned A is doing it. That's true. Other stations are not doing it. They're not dividing those expenses up into those functional areas. And
well,
so that's
shame
a new...
on them.
And I know A did it.
But no, we wanted to, and we're told don't. Never mind.
Yeah, now budget next year on FTEs.
Yeah.
That's more doable. So I will look into that, too, and see if I can have that be a part of the format that I will try to get done tomorrow before I send this stuff out to the board or whenever, you know. I'll try to see what I can do. I think that's more doable. You'll find it in A. You'll find it easy to do in for the national office. And I'll see what I can do. I think I have some information I can use, okay, to produce what's the FTEs. Okay, so I think that most of it is doable.
Folks, just wait. I want to give a time check. We're now at 3:08. We have an hour left for this agenda item, and as near as I can figure, we haven't dealt with the individual station budgets yet.
Not yet.
Mark, go ahead.
Okay, I'll be quick. I think that just some general philosophical things that might help guide our discussion about the individual stations. So I wanted to talk a little bit about, I have three. I agree about the need for comparative numbers, and I'm glad to see that, Alana, you're in agreement with that, as well. And, so I'm glad we can move forward on that. With respect to the surplus allocation, I do not believe that it requires a separate chart, but I do believe that we do need to know what was the prior year surplus, and what portion of that prior year surplus is being allocated in that current fiscal year in order to meet the 1 month requirement, because that's necessary in order to see what stations are intending to do or how stations are explaining their operating inability to generate those funds. With respect to allocations between stations, one thing that I think was helpful last year and might be a good exercise, and if I have time I'll try to do it before the PMB, was what I did is I looked at each station, because stations are different in size, so I looked at the percentage of allocations. What percentage is going to programming of their projected income? What percentage is going to administrative, to salaries, et cetera? Because it varies widely between stations, and it points out some of the allocation problems that we may be experiencing at some stations where, for example, their salaries are just, in my opinion, way out of line. And if we saw what the baseline and what most stations are doing, what percentage is going to what, it would give us a better sense of where stations are relative to one another. It evens the playing field a little. And that leads to my final concern, which is, if we were, which I know we're not, and I'm not proposing that we become, but if we were a for-profit kind of operation and we had this prior year surplus, because we don't use the word retained earnings, but if we had this prior year surplus from the activities of stations, then we would look to those funds when planning, for example, additional things we want to take on, new hires, national programming initiatives, and things of that nature, as funds which would be available to accomplish network ends and network plans and Pacifica Everywhere and all the things we keep talking about but never funding. The problem when we allow individual stations to tap into their prior surplus in order to make up for what I consider to be misallocations at the local level is that we deprive the network from the funds necessary in order to grow. I think one of the problems that why this is unfair is because some stations are always going to simply generate more income because they're more valuable properties. They're in larger markets. They're above the 90. They have stronger signals. They're better positioned on the Dow. Their real estate overall is more valuable, and so they're always going to yield more funds than a smaller station. That's just the nature of why a network diversifies its, quote, holdings to include small market and large market stations. If we allow the large market stations or those who have a more successful reach to simply utilize those funds as their funds, then we have denied the other stations that are operating, again, the network portfolio. It's reduced substantially, and I think that that's unfair. I think it's unfair to the stations, and I think it's short-sighted. My concern is that if we allow this practice to continue, when we look back 10 years from now, this period that we're in right now will be have considered to have been mishandled by us. So I think it's essential when we talk about looking at stations who have decided that they cannot meet their 1 month projection based on their operating, and then say, well, we've got this money in the bank, so we'll just go there and plug it in, that we need to understand what they're suggesting and the impact that that has on the network. And we are a network. And again, Pacifica Foundation is the one who owns our license. That's
okay.
All.
Okay. I'd like to get in if there are no, I mean, this discussion, while I appreciate, you know, the philosophical way in which it relates to what we're about to do, it's not what we're about to do, which is to look at this budget.
Right, but you introduced it, Dave.
No, I understand. I understand, but well, people wanted to deal with Lonnie's summary statement, and I just want to put that bow that I referred to earlier on it. Marnie, I'm not asking, I mean, if people want to put this in the budget pages itself, what Lonnie was suggesting about showing the cash available,
I'm fine with that. What I want is when we get emails where Lonnie's talking about the amount of surplus prior year that's being put in, that there's a reflection of what is sitting there, and just so that people can see. And Lonnie put it perfectly, which is if you show what you had at the beginning of 04, you show what's projected for the end of 05, you show what's budgeted for inclusion in 06, and you show the projection for the end of 06, those numbers all together will provide an accurate picture. Now, I have a philosophical difference with Mark, but whatever our philosophical difference is, that form of reporting allows us to have a meaningful discussion about it.
Okay, I'd like to move the agenda then to the individual items, if you don't mind.
Before you do, I want clarity from Lonnie. Lonnie, we had said that you would make that chart. Are we in agreement about what that chart is, what I just described?
Yeah, that sounds right. I'll do it up, and
right.
I'll try to include it, because we have board pack goes out tomorrow. But
right.
Yeah, I'll work on it tonight, and I think it's possible. We have the numbers available, so.
Good. Okay, so then I agree with Mark. We should move to the individuals. The KPFK is listed first, and just as a time check, we have about 50 minutes left in this agenda item. So we dealt with KPFK some on the last call. I think we've presented it. I will note that so I'm looking at the numbers that got put in there, and Lonnie, it looks like you've just included what we gave you, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so that, and I checked all at least the bottom line numbers in it, and it is what we've done. And as Lonnie's indicated, in Kay's budget, what we've done is we've included surplus prior year amount equivalent to our 1 month. So we're not spending that money, we're carrying it through the year. That's what's in there. I will note that we discovered after the fact, the LSB discovered that there are some funds missing. There were some outreach funds that were supposed to be there, and they're in the total amount of $15,000 under other development. And there was $2,000 that was supposed to be cut out of the LSB budget. There's a note there that says should be cut by should be $8K, but that number didn't get changed. I think that what we're going to need to do is go back to the LSB and request of the board, those revisions after the fact. I'm personally not in favor of our just scribbling it in until we've dealt with both the LSB and the manager on those points. But having said that, do people have any questions about the KPFK LSB budget? I'd like to start with the committee and then go to Lonnie.
Dave, can you hear me?
Yes.
Is that just a Scrivener's error? I mean, would your...
No, it's not. I mean, we can call it a Scrivener's error, but it wasn't in what the LSB voted for, and I just feel real strongly that we can't go saying,
if we reviewed the stream of the meetings, was that something that was mentioned at the meetings that somehow... I mean, would it be clear from listening to the tapes or the streams of your LSB meetings that was intended to?
It would be clear because we discussed it. However, the problem is that raises the expense line, and so by that, if you take out that 2,000 and include the 15, your expenses go up by 13,000, and that has to get dealt with. And so I don't think we can just call it a Scrivener's error, but that's just my own opinion. I want to go to the...
Well, I hate to be penny-wise and a pound foolish, but
I mean... Yes, I heard you, Mark.
If there was pretty much an understanding that this is going to be that way, I hate to spend... And it's easy to spend a half an hour or an hour discussing those kind of things at a national board meeting.
Understand. Let's... Mark...
I just had some questions about KPFK's budget, and I will tell you that I do not have the budget. I know it was just sent, and I can't download it at this time. But what I remember looking at, I don't know, an earlier version, my questions are, first of all, what role, I know the general manager is currently or has been away, what role did the general manager play in this? Is this a collaboration with the general manager, or is this the LSB acting independently in terms of this budget approval?
Well, I will just say that it's a collaboration from our perspective, but Lonnie and you seem to feel differently. You know, it's hard to answer that question. I think we need to deal with the content of the budget and the manager. I was trying to reach the manager today and ask her to come on so she could answer any questions about that directly, but I wasn't able to reach her, it being Sunday.
All right, well then I'll direct. I know you said you had Lonnie. My questions to Lonnie are then, what is his opinion regarding my the answer to that question, one, and secondly, in reviewing this budget as it is currently presented, what are his feelings about it? Would he be inclined to endorse it or not?
Can we go to the whole committee and have Lonnie comment after the committee's commented?
It might be 25 or 30 questions by the time we get around to everybody.
It might be, but until we've asked, we don't know what it really is.
Oh, it's easy to predict that there will be at least 10.
Are there any other questions about the KPFK budget from the rest of the committee?
Yeah, what's the FTEs, and how in the heck am I supposed to compare it with this year or the or 04?
The question, Casey, do you have an answer to the FTE question?
I don't have it right here. Let me pull up the other.
Okay, while
and how you're supposed to compare, Marnie, I completely understand. I'm a little surprised to hear today that you were able to set up your own format and people to change line item names and things because, as you've heard, any little thing, including typing numbers into a spreadsheet provided to us has been viewed as going off on our own.
Well, I will say that what I submitted to Lonnie isn't exactly the way it's been regurgitated out here, but it's close enough for discussion.
Yeah.
But I
well, ours were not accepted, and I mean, you heard the discussions.
Yeah.
So I'm a little confused why, you know, standards are different from station to station, but I'm trying to pull up the worksheets that we were given to see if I can find the FTEs.
Are there any other questions? Okay, hearing none. Lonnie, do you want to address what Mark asked?
Mark, there was GM questions and her involvement. What was the other one?
Recommendation.
Oh, recommendation, yeah. Well, now I do have a different chronology of, as I experienced it, how that budget was done compared to, I think, what Dave and Casey are saying. My chronology is that a month ago, in a routine fashion, we started with the ED. The ED was present when the GM, the ED, and the interim executive director, Ambrose, and I started conversations with the general manager about KPFK's budget. And had resolved most of the difficulties. The GM made recommendations about where she felt the budget could be reduced. We actually started out with a $400,000 deficit in that budget. But that was remedied when she realized that the CPB money wasn't in there. That was $300,000. Anyway, we had arrived at a budget that had only a $58,000 deficit. It did call for, and she had suggested it, that some of the $85,000 in new programming expenses not be included in the budget, which had been suggested by the LSB.
Wait, Ron Lonnie, just to be clear, you're saying that the manager made the suggestion of cutting the $85,000, which, in to be clear, we're talking about new stringers, training, and outreach, and the community projects line.
Yeah, that was, as I said, it was
her suggestion.
Yeah, she went through the budget with us. Ambrose was present at those budget calls. And she identified readily the areas in which she thought they could be reduced. And as we went through it, we still had a $58,000 deficit. She was going to take it back to the LSB. On the next call, the chronology, as I clearly remember it, was that she said, well, the LSB has the budget. They want those things back in. And the next iteration of the budget that I saw, in fact, I didn't see the next iteration until Ambrose and I were at the LSB meeting, where those items, $85,000 in what I call new programming, but it's a variety of items, which I strongly object to, and I think we have to be very, very careful about some of those items, were back in. And that largely is where we end up now in order to finance $85,000 worth of those items, plus some of the other financial issues in that budget. It called for prior year monies that we're looking at now. Before, the budget did not. call for the use of prior year funds. And I show that budget to your LSB on PowerPoint. I have a copy, obviously. I keep copies of all budgets. And so my recommendation on this K budget, and I've thought about it, is $291,000 is largely half or two-thirds of their, let's call it savings, prior year surpluses. That's an awful lot. I think it's too much to take in 1 year. One bad drive and you're in the, it's $291,000 now, a bad drive, you got $400,000 problem that you would use up all of, virtually all of the savings. So my recommendation is that if that LSB, as you take it back to the LSB, I think that a couple hundred thousand use of prior year is prudent. But when you get up to $300,000 and maybe $400,000 before the year is over, that is depleting precious reserves. So I would recommend that the use of the funds be reduced from $291,000 to $191,000, $100,000. Because I believe that's prudent to do. And you would still have at least half of your prior year savings.